Ion is an incredible memory of the Android Meme Entertainment part, and I was wondering, Ion, if you like the way you do these rants, summarize what happens in 24, the 8 seasons, you know, within a few minutes. Like, how would you go through those 8 seasons and make a pattern of them?
Well, pre-Alison Taylor, it didn't get interesting till Alison Taylor, but all you have is you have the meme set up for all the spooks, the alphabet people.
Yeah.
And Jack Bauer comes in, tears everything up, then gets solicited one way or the other to come and clean it up. And then he's a good guy, and then he's a bad guy, and then he's exposing all the plots and the terrors and the blah, blah, blah of every conspiracy made up under the sun. Then he sorts it out. Then he causes it. Then he cleans it up. Then he protects the political Politburo. Then he runs it to the side to spin the campaign so it comes out in the news that everything is okay. Then every other nasty that comes along that he exposes up in the political campaign gets straightened back out. And then Allison comes into the scene, and she loses her daughter, who is into an espionage with the Post, of course. Then the daddy, the husband, the female president's husband, gets all tangled up, and then he gets to croak, and then they're going to bring in the bombs, and then they come having the terrorists with the Russians, and then Jack goes through. The show is set up so that each show is 1 hour of 24-hour day.
Yeah.
And then it flows and flows and flows and flows of one rolling day. And then about midway, then they're going to come and they're going to scourge the White House, and they expose the secret panic room. And then they get in there, and they're going to kill them all if Allison doesn't open the door. But Allison opens the door, and then Jack busts through and kills them all because she has reason to be in the panic room, because she set it all up. It's why they was all pissed at her anyway, to come take her out of her administration. It was all an inside job. Then the FBI and the Secret Service that was supposed to be watching her daughter was in on it and turned her in, so she had to go to prison. And then it kind of went backwards from the other side. Then you got Chloe, who's running around, the little girl who ends up running CTU, which is pretty wonderful, because all the others was really communist spies for the Russians that was setting up all the stuff that brought the nuclear rods into New York City, which they were going to threaten to blow up New York City regarding, because they wanted a little bit of a money check, because these are King Hussein, Delia's daddy, come in and was having all these issues, and is having a peace pact. Well, then he gets murdered, and Jack gets there just after the nick of time, and come to find out it was the Russians who actually did it, and Jack's running around field-dressing everybody because he swallowed the SIM phone card of the old sitting president who set it all up and was getting paid to get all of his coming up, because he went out kind of in a bad light when Alison Taylor came into office, obviously. So this was his campaign to be back in the thread of the medium and be the one that got this peace campaign together. But he was, of course, hot and deep. So he's field-dressing these agents that are swallowing these SIM cards so he has the information. And, of course, takes this bloody SIM card out of the gut of this agent, plugs it into his phone and dials it, and it's the old president's office that answers the phone. And then goes after him. And then the whole wide world is after Jack Bauer. And he suits up in his whole Kevlar body armor and goes through and gets the motorcade and drags out the old president and threatens him with a threat to give him hemorrhoids and cyanide. And then he pulls him back out, and then he lets him go by putting a wire on him and gets him on tape. He didn't have any proof. Gets him on tape talking to the Russian prime minister who was coming to town to sign the treaty, but if Hussein's wife, who stepped up and took over the whole government to sign the peace treaty, because Alison Taylor had quite an erection regarding this, that was supposed to be her legacy, her lineage for the presidency, that this peace deal, piece of paper was going to be wrought. Well, once that kind of got into play and place, then it all got tore up at the end, and then it all gets worked out, and then the drones are flying from CTU, and Chloe's trying to help him get out of the mess. Then Alison Taylor says, I'm going to resign, I'm going to turn myself in, and you got 5 minutes to get out of the country. And it shows his face from the drone after the men have been assigned to kill him, and then she says, tell him to stand down, blah, blah, blah. And then you got 5 minutes to get out of the country. You got He's beat to death, bleeding out of every orifice in the junkyard, and he looks up at the drone and says, "Bye, Chloe," and then he's got 5 minutes to get out of the country with no money, no passport, no nothing. His only friend, Allison Taylor, the president, is fixing to go to jail for her participation in this thing that she knew had gone on, and so she can't help him, so he's like, "Have a nice life. You got 5 minutes to get out of town, out of the country." And that was pretty much it.